7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, yes. This is what's happening. Very into this. It's a little breezy, but I think we're good. Let's go. Okay, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Ghost Committee. Ooh. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm that guy that you just happen to know. Most people call me Tobe. Well, hell, even I call me Tobe. And even though I had something completely different planned for today, the call of the creek is just too loud in my mind. So we're down here descending into the creek again today. And if we're not down here the whole time, then maybe we can go back home and, you know, test that dragon chaser. Ugh. Let's get down here. It's a very cool day. Yeah. It's under 15 degrees. It's nice and cool. It's sunny. There's a little bit of a breeze. I slept very good. In fact, maybe too good, because, you know, I literally got up at noon. Although, I woke up and I was just laying around for a while. And then I rolled over, looked at the clock and said, oh, I better get up. This is not good. Okay, so I'm standing at the edge of the creek. And I'm seeing golf balls, but I think they're all the golf balls that are already falderall. Falderall golf balls for balderall. So I'm going to come down into the creek. I'm in the creek bed. Somebody's been digging right here. Lots of leaves, lots of white golf balls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What is this one? Is this got a name on the side? Oh, no, it just says X out. Well, yeah, X out this. Leaving it behind. Oh, white golf balls, white golf balls, white golf balls. It's getting kind of difficult to spot golf balls because there's a lot of leaves on the ground now. And we got white golf balls galore. Here's some more digging. Somebody's been digging. Who's digging? Is it marmots? Is it snoodlers? Is it... who could it be? I don't know. But I'm not seeing any new golf balls from the last 24 hours of golf course usage. There are people up on the golf course golfing today. So that's good. But I'm just not finding anything. Not finding anything new. A lot of white golf balls. Here's the yellow golf ball from yesterday. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Alright, so I'm going to walk upstream a little bit. Walk past all these animal tracks in the mud here. Go by some of these digs because dudes have been digging. Digging dudes have been digging. I don't think it rained last night. I think we were supposed to get some rain, or at least there was a chance that we were going to get some rain. I don't believe that chance materialized, which means I probably got to do some watering of my lawn today. Oh, there was something else I was going to tell you. Ugh. But now I don't remember what it was. So, what we're going to do is we're going to head... I'm back up on the bank. We're going to head downstream And I think we're going to get down in the creek and we're going to walk the length of the creek just for the hell of it. Because who knows? Maybe we'll run into something cool, like a cool golf ball. Or maybe a snapper. Although, I think the snapper has made it this far. If we're going to run into a snapper, maybe we should be going upstream. Because he's traveling upstream. But that's not where we're going today. Today we're going downstream. And as soon as we get down in there, then I will regale you with a report of last night. Because you know what day it is. It's Taco Tuesday. Should I get some tacos today? I do have the money. Ooh, what's that sound? That's a squirrel. That's a bird. Birds and squirrels. I'm looking in the water right here where I suspect Mr. Snaps is hiding. Are you in there, buddy? That's a good spot to be if you're a snapper. Because you can get low. You can submerge. You can be very hiding. Alright, so let's walk down the creek. Walking down the middle of the creek. One of my favorite things to do. Because normally there's water here. So I'm simulating water flowing downstream at this time. And I like it. Okay, so in case anybody's listening who doesn't know what day it is, today is Tuesday, which means that it is now time for the open mic report. That's right. So a day or two ago, I, you know, checked Spider-Cat's Facebook page and there was just one or two people signed up and I thought it was going to be slow. I almost didn't go up there, but I said, no, I got to go up there. So I drove up to the bar and when I checked the schedule a second time, it was listed that the Silk Knights were going to play from 8 until 8:30. Yes, Silk Knights. Definitely going up now because love Silk Knights. Which is Spider Cat's band. It's Spider Cat and Ted and Josh. And so, I wanted to go up a little bit early, because I know these guys tend to start a little bit early when they do this. When they play first thing, they tend to start early. Oh. So I was going to go up early, and, well, I didn't. And then I had kind of a small problem that delayed me for a few minutes, and it was enough of a delay. Ooh. That I didn't get up to the bar until exactly 8 o'clock. And yeah, I parked in back, the back door was open, and I can hear Silk Knight's music coming out of the bar. So I go in, and yay, Silk Knights. All right, I'm gonna stop and pause right here real quick just to check this stretch of the creek, because this is where we found Mr. Snaps the first time. He's not here. He has moved on. He is upstream. He's an upstreamer. So, and this is where it got really confusing really fast for me. I get to the bar. I walk in. I can hear the music. I walk in the back door, so I sort of, you know, veer to the left. And I go into the music room side of the bar. Oh, and guess who's standing there, leaning over the schedule? It was Rebecca. And she had her hair done differently. And she looked really cute. And I was going to check the schedule, but I didn't want to, you know, get up in anybody's face. She was looking at the schedule with somebody else. Was it her Chigyu? Maybe. I don't remember. So I sat down. And, wait, is that a green? No, that's sunlight on a leaf that makes it look like a green golf ball. Yeah, we're not finding anything. There's nothing down here, big kids. Because we cleaned it out yesterday. Cleaning out the creek. So I sat down and I watched the Silk Knights play. And at one point in time, I got up and I checked the schedule. And it was full. I kid you not. It was booked up. All slots filled. From 8 o'clock until midnight. Whoa! And then, Rebecca and Chigu left. They don't hang around. They come in early, they book their slot, whatever they can get, then they leave, then they come back when it's time for them to go on. I don't know where they're going. I don't know what they're doing. And so Rebecca left, and then Scott Johnson came in, carrying his guitar case. Yay! So that was great. I love this guy. He's pretty good. And he's messed up. He might be a little bit older than I am, and he's a little bit more messed up than I am. So, yeah, it's really fun when he gets up on stage, because he just starts knocking out the riffs, starts rocking and rolling. Ooh, and it's always pretty good. Okay, I'm sliding down the bank into the creek. All right. Few white golf balls up here. So I had fun listening to Scott Johnson play. And I noticed on the schedule that Artemis was going to play really late, and Zaya was going to play even later than that. Zaya, he usually plays like first. He usually takes the earliest slot, but no, he was at like 11:30. Ugh. Yeah, and then that scatological humor Branson pair act. I hear a woodpecker. Where is he? He's right around my head somewhere. Where is Burb? Oh, there he is. Hi, buddy. Oh, he moved. Yeah, so coming up next was going to be a bunch of... So I thought, yeah, I'm just going to bolt. Because there was another small, undesirable element in the bar. And I wanted to get out of there before anything went down. Who's that junkin'? He moved up there. Hi, Burb. Oh, I see something bright red down in the creek. This will make it all worthwhile. So, we need to do another one of those kind of controlled slide slash falls down into the creek. And here we are. So, what do we got up here? And then when I was driving home from the bar, that's a Callaway Red number 3. A little bit dirty, but it's in beautiful shape. There's a white ball right here as well. Some kind of, is it a logo ball? No, it's just got magic marker on it. Blorp into the water. I'm walking down the middle of the creek in, oh, here's a pink pinnacle ribbon boob ball. I'm gonna pick this up just because it's one of those clear top coat ones. I'm walking down the middle of the creek where they dredged it out earlier this year. this should be the deepest place. This is where the water should be, you know, collecting. But it is not. Who's that hopping around up there? Is it a burb, or is it a rabbit, or is it a mati? Who's hopping up there? Who's hopping? Oh, I can't see. Oh, it's just burbs. Crazy, crazy birds. Alright, well, so since I'm down here into the middle of the creek, I'm just going to hop up on the opposite bank so we can do a quick check. Quick check, quick check, quick check. White golf ball. White golf ball. Yellow golf ball that we've already seen a couple times. Is it an orange up there? There might be an orange up there, but it might be a leaf. Yeah, so when I was driving home from the bar, I heard the song Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, or Black Sabbath, or whatever, whoever officially does it. And you've probably heard the song. You know, it starts off with some maniacal laughter. And then somebody, presumably Ozzy, says, "All aboard!" He just screams, "All aboard!" at the top of his lungs. And right when he said that, I replied with, "For Cupcake Island!" Yeah, all aboard for Cupcake Island. There's my woodpecker again. Hi, buddy. He's just flying around doing bird stuff. All aboard for Cupcake Island was the first sentence spoken in a commercial during my childhood. Here's another yellow. Titleist number 4. Oh, do I want it? I picked it up. I better throw it in my pocket. I've got a lot of yellows. I'm going to have to start another yellow jug, so we might as well pick this one up as I climb up the slope to get out of the creek. All aboard for Cupcake Island was the call for children to get onto some kind of train that went to some Hostess Twinkie-based world, or it might have been an island. Who the hell knows? Okay. Nearing the street, as you can probably tell. And we're back up on the sidewalk. Oh, we got a red Callaway today. We got a pink Callaway. And some yellow junk. I guess that's fine. But now, we just need to go back to my house so we can test the latest version of my dragon chasers. So let me open the door here and we'll step out into the glorious backyard. Okay, so here we are in the backyard. Lots of dirt. I need to hit these other areas. Look how badly this is eroded. Oh, this is not good. My backyard is just trash too. Ooh. It's not even fun. Anyway, so we're back here in the backyard to test the Super Dragon Chaser. You might be asking yourself, how is this any different than the regular dragon chasers, Tobe? Well, the regular dragon chasers are just plastic drinking straws. This dragon chaser, the Super Dragon Chaser, is a pen barrel. It is a Biro-style pen barrel that has three That's right. I added one since yesterday. Three lengths of yellow visco. You know, for maximum thrust and launchy annoyance. And is this going to go flying up in the air? It very well could be happening. So I have placed the Dragon Chaser on a little stick here on my patio so that it is slightly inclined upward by about, what is that? Could be 20 degrees. But now I'm concerned. How far is this going to go? And where is it going to go? I'm going to point this in a different direction. Hold on. Pick all this up. We're going to go this way. We are going to go this way. We're going to set the stick right here. We're going to set the Dragon Chaser on the ground. All right. Here we go. Who's ready for this? How well is this going to work? Is it going to get any thrust? And what's it going to sound like? I've got the punk in my hand. It is approaching the fuse. And it's touching. Yeah. There was a lot of thrust. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's get out of here before anybody sees us. Back indoors we go. Okay. You know, it's such a nice day. I'm just going to leave the door open. That was, one, a rousing success. Two, even better performance than I expected, which, three, isn't necessarily ideal because there was a pop at the end. And yeah, we could put reports on them, but we're trying to make these quiet enough that, you know, we can get by just lighting them whenever we want. So, that little pop at the end was caused by headspace. But we're not going to go into that right now, because right now I need to wash my hands. I got powder burns. I got dirt. I got weird essential oils from the punk that I'm using, which really wasn't a punk. It was an incense stick. And while I have soapy hands, I might as well scrub these golf balls. All right, throw them back in the bowl. Rinse-a, rinse-a, rinse-a. Oh, where's the towels? Over here. Which reminds me, I gotta put these in the laundry next time I do some laundry. Which will probably be fairly soon. What was I thinking about? Oh no, I was thinking about the towels and the stuff last night. Yeah, I gotta do some laundry. Not really. I mean, do it this weekend. Okay, I'm taking off my Zorks. Because it's nice in here. It's 63 degrees American inside my house right now. Yes. It's an odd numbered temperature. That's so rare. That's about like 11 degrees. And in fact, I want it to be 61 in my house. So I'm going to open up the other back door. It is a lovely day. And now we can go back downstairs. Here comes the cat walking the other way. She heard the other door open. And when she hears that door open, she gets pretty excited because, oh, that's just her kitty entertainment center. She likes to sit there and look out the window because all the birds are in the bushes right there. And, you know, squirrels will run around on the deck rail, so that's cat entertainment central. Oh, let's sit down here real quick. And I need to check my email. I've been waiting for some responses to a lot of emails. I can't believe I haven't gotten anything from the radio station. That's very unprofessional of them. And I'm waiting to hear back from Center on a couple things, but I got an email from him last night that says that he's really, really busy and he with work, and he will respond to my emails later. Yeah, I got nothing in my inbox. Turns out, I found out that Center has a job. Dude, what are you doing having a job? If you're an artist, you don't need to have a job. Just do art. If you are an art administrator, you do not have to have a job. Just administer some damn art. Right? What you need to do is you need to write your salary into the grant. If you're gonna run the art organization, you're going to need a salary, because that's your job. Get somebody else to pay for it. Yeah, but one of the things I wanted to talk to Center about, and this is weird, this has been bothering me, in that, you know, this workshop thingy that I'm involved with, all the people who are involved in part of this class thing, it's not really regardless, they're all at different levels. You know, some people have no synth, but they want to learn how to synth. And then there's, you know, the people who just bought a synth and they bought like a Circuit Trax or something. You know, they bought a groove box and now they're wondering, okay, now what do I do? Yeah, I can push play and it makes sounds, but now what do I do? So we got some of those. Then we got some people with modular gear who don't use it because it's so overwhelming and just, you know what I mean? And so we have all these people at different levels of experience. So how do you approach these workshops? What do you try to teach these people? Like this last workshop that we had was way too much. It was way over the heads of everybody. We had one woman just sitting there drawing in her sketchbook. We had a guy taking notes. We've got other people. It doesn't do any good to teach everybody how to use Ableton if nobody else uses Ableton. And so we had people who didn't even have computers. And so they're like, yeah, this just doesn't pertain to me. So we're missing those people. But then on the other hand, if you make it too basic, then you're, you know, sort of excluding the people who have experience. But that's the thing. The only people who seem to have any experience would be me and Alex. No, that's the other thing. There's guys in this group, and women too. There's people in this group who say that they would like to perform, but they haven't performed. And they don't perform. Why is this happening? I don't get it. Just because I'm the kind of person, okay, I want to do a thing, I'll just go do it. I think part of it is, we've got one guy who says he wants to be a sound artist, but he hasn't found his sound yet. It's like, okay. Well, what you need is exploratory stuff. You need to look around and find stuff. I can take you on that guided tour. I can show you electromechanical stuff, which is probably what I think this guy wants to do. And then we've got guys like Dylan, who wants to perform but doesn't. We've got Mike, again, wants to perform, doesn't know what he wants to do. Or he might know what he wants to do. He just doesn't know how to execute the plan, how to instantiate the reality. What's the solution to this? I'm wondering if I need to give like personal lessons, personalized tutoring for artists who have half an idea and just need to flesh it out. I think that's a good idea. Maybe that's what we need to do. I mean, hell, that's what we do here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah, just stomp all over it. Oh. All right, what am I doing? Oh, I gotta go check those epoxy castings. What should I do for lunch? Should I get some tacos?